Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, November the 8th. The grains closed to mix with December corn up a half a cent, closing at 348 and a quarter. January beans up 2.5 cents, closing at 998 and a half. And December wheat down a half, closing at 426 and three quarters. Relatively quiet day in both the beans and the wheat. We made our lows within the first hour or so, and then spent the rest of the day trying to get most of it back. The wheat did get virtually all of the loss back within a half a cent. We rallied 7.75 cents off the lows. It looked pretty bleak. Kansas City closed just a little bit higher, but Minneapolis was up, I think, 6 or 7 cents here today. Again, I think the funds have pushed this thing down about as far as they can. If we could get any kind of friendly news, I think we'll pop pretty good tomorrow. There could be a knee-jerk reaction in the corn to a higher yield number, and then maybe you buy it. But I think, you know, the beans, if we can close them over 10.02 tomorrow, that'll look good. If we can certainly do it on a Friday after the report, it'll look even better. But not a whole lot of fresh news out here today. Crude oil was down 43 a barrel. That didn't stop the bean oil from closing up 35 ticks. The dollar is just a couple of ticks lower. The metals were a little bit higher. So kind of a quiet lull. The Dow has been either side of higher and lower, I don't know how many times during the day. But when it's all said and done out here, we'll take a look at the reports at 11 o'clock. We'll see what the funds want to do. I think it's more of a money game than it is a fundamental game out here, at least for tomorrow. So it could be, you know, kind of interesting. The weather looks good for harvest over the next 10 to 12 days. Guys, we'll get the corn in when it's all said and done. And the Brazilian crop and South American crops, you know, look okay. There's been some loss, I think, out there with the late plantings. But certainly with a good weather in January, February, March, they can certainly make up for it. But it is off to a little bit of a rough start, though. The market doesn't seem to be too concerned with it. We'll have to wait and see if the president signs any kind of deal with the Chinese. That may have been a little bit of the strength here today, but I think it's really just a matter of tomorrow's reports. That's about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.